Welcome to Mentally Untable Adventures, Episode 8, Monster of the Week, Season 1, Episode 1.
This podcast may contain bad language, crude humor, and graphic violence, and in general is not fit for human consumption.
So we decided to try out Monster of the Week. We've also got a new DM and an entire large room full of people. So fasten your seatbelts, folks. You're in for a surprise.
Introduction.
Yeah, we get to
intros start there and go here.
Yep, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Counterclockwise.
We will not have enough history spots to put everybody in one.
Nope.
Choose one.
Hold on, I mean.
So.
Might have a loner or two in the group.
Yep.
Or someone that doesn't have a strong connection to.
Alright, so. I am the monstrous. I feel the hunger, the lust to destroy, but I fight it. I never give in. I'm not human anymore, not really. But I have to protect those who still are. That way I can tell myself I'm different from the other monsters. Sometimes I even believe it.
Bum, 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 bum.
Basically, I look like Thomas Wraith from Dresden Files. I am a sexy, sexy beast.
Captain Hardbody. Super true.
And my name is Thomas. I'm a man with a pleasant aura and tailored clothes. He's actually not that charming. Like, he's so charming that it's off-putting. Unless he's like working his mojo on you, because he has unnatural appeal. So I roll plus weird instead of plus charm when I manipulate people. But in general, I'm actually not that charming, just because I'm a little off-putting, because I'm a little too perfect, a little too beautiful, and that's because
I am too turned on by you, sir. Go away.
That is because I am an incubus. My curse is to feed. I must subsist on living humans. I take their spiritual essence.
What's your name?
Thomas. Yep. And so it goes.
And there we go.
And here we are.
Yep. So I drain the life from people, but I don't do that anymore. I run a hair salon, and I
that's awesome.
I'm totally stealing Thomas Wraith's whole thing here,
yeah,
so because it fits too perfectly with this situation. So yes. So I am immortal. I do not age. I do not sicken. And so, yeah, that's who I am. I'm gonna have to find some people to do a bunch of stuff with me, so if you, may have been a past victim of me, or,
you wanna be maybe,
you completely so, fill me with sexual infatuation. I'm confused
no.
by the association.
All right, we'll go around and do the introductions first,
right,
everybody
yep,
knows
okay.
who we are, and then we'll do that.
Yep, okay, so.
Next, Ms. S.
Fire away.
I am not as creative as...
No one is, don't worry.
No one, yeah. He has the market cornered there.
It is a horrible, yeah. horrible
yeah,
curse.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I am the expert. I have dedicated my life to the study of the unnatural. I know their habits, their weaknesses. I may not be the youngest or strongest, but I know enough to be the biggest threat.
That was
her name is Svetlana.
Svetlana?
She's really something else. She has an experienced face with old-fashioned clothes. She is not, doesn't have much magic, but she's kind of tough.
She's like an old school marm.
Okay. There.
Ouch.
Like
one bird.
Dang.
I don't know
what
I should say. I should try with those.
You know,
if it's things that we as a team might know about you,
yeah.
Yes. If it's not, if it's something that we wouldn't have any reason to know. Then
what do you have any? Do you have any weapons like holstered or anything on you, or
I don't think so.
Or anything? Just a bunch of books.
No.
A laptop.
Nothing fun.
Dead baby.
What's happening?
All right.
Just,
you never
still,
know where this shit's going to go.
Everybody's got a dead baby in their pocket, you know?
I have an infirmary where I can heal people.
Oh, healer! Ding, 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 ding. No.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So Svetlana is the expert.
We need it with a group
people.
This big.
I can have one or two people.
Can I get a sheet of paper off of there for me?
Hell yeah.
No.
I also have an armory where I have a stockpile of mystical and rare monster killing weapons.
Whoa! So you have a whole home base full of weapons and hospital gear.
Perfect.
So obviously, I think we've figured out who the nexus of the monster killing city is. We all meet at your place.
I can only have two people. Come on, you all can't meet here.
No, only two people in the infirmary.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Christmas can just come and hang out.
I have a library, too.
And a library. Yeah, we're definitely meeting at your place.
I can investigate the issue.
I'm pretty sure I can find a spot for her on my...
Yeah, well, that's why I'm kind of just writing.
How do you spell your real name?
S-V-E-L-T-A-N-A.
I got that.
Lana.
That's the Kelsey.
Real name.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. My character's name is Dom, or Dominic. But he's an older-looking guy. He looks like he's in his 40s, just kind of like got
older.
There. Yeah.
Huh? Older, in his 40s.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, well, middle age.
He's middle age. Just hammering it home. Of course.
I'm putting on a hat today. So my kids made fun of my spot. Now you're kicking them out.
All right. This guy looks like the disgruntled beat cop walking the streets.
Fair enough.
Okay.
What's the name of your book?
He is the...
Pardon me, the professional.
Oh.
Well, I guess I could start by reading that.
Yeah, you could.
Kind of strange when your regular 9-to-5 job is to hunt down monsters. Still, that's the job I got when I accepted that mysterious transfer. Pays well and the benefits are good. Like they say, you don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helps.
Awesome.
All right.
So do we know what organization you work for?
I don't think you do.
Okay. Fair enough. That's fine.
The MIB.
But I don't think Dom really does either. So
okay, that's fine too.
All right. I like it. That's even better.
Yep.
But yeah, he just looks like the average beat cop, just old, disgruntled. You got unshaven face. I don't know, a really ratty suit, but
that description goes a long way. Saying the standard old beat cop. Yep. There's a lot of visual that comes along with that.
Yeah.
Trolling.
That's why I put that down, but.
Oh, do any of you have vehicles?
I do. I have a pretty nondescript van, and it.
We got wheels.
No, just wait for it.
It gets better.
It does.
Just wait for it.
I'm feeling kind of inadequate.
We're recording.
Me too.
I think you've been recording.
You got here late. You got the shit paid. It is
recording.
It is armored with a med station inside of it.
It has a med station inside the van. We got an ambulance. We got a
basically,
an ambulance and a hospital.
He does fully complete the old beat cop kind of look because he's got a holster that does have a 9mm inside.
He constantly smokes, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, of course he does. But yeah,
that's awesome. All right, awesome.
Whenever he speaks, he pisses somebody off. he doesn't know why. He means well, but
damn,
it just happens.
In the back.
All right, I'm the summons. I was called here. Don't know why. Don't know where from. But I got this sense. Like there's a destiny waiting for me. I think real soon, we're going to find out why I was called. But I have a feeling it's for something bad. Real bad.
Real bad.
Oh, what's your name again?
Summoned.
My name is Xander. I am an unknown gender. I have an elemental body. I love cigars. And I wear motorcycle leathers.
No pants, just
ass.
Makes it easy for pooping.
He's an elemental.
He doesn't even have to drop trowel. What's your name?
Xander.
He just dropped poop.
And you are an elementalist?
Xander, I'm an elemental. I'm summoned. I have a.
So what do you mean? Of like water or air or
rock?
Made out of rock.
Of course he is.
He might actually poop.
Motorcycle.
Dropping rocks mud out of his ass.
That means it's greasy mud. It's like little pebbles.
It's like clay.
I dig.
I do have a gigantic hell sword and a sledgehammer and a big axe.
Jeez.
Came to the party ready to
Holy
rock.
Holy crap.
So you're a loud fighter. No stealth.
Yeah,
there.
No. Gives no shots.
I guess I do have a shotgun as well and an SMG.
Good job.
So you would probably realize that, I guess.
Cop stuff.
Yeah.
You keep a shotgun in the trunk.
So, I am the divine. Mm-hmm. I am the light, the sword. I am sent to defend the meek from darkness. All evil fears me, for I Ham its end.
Hello, Hadrian.
Yes. My name is Priest Harden. I have bright blazing zealot's eyes and a perfectly kept suit. Yep.
What's your name again?
Agent.
Priest Harden. Yes. Also.
That's what comes to my mind.
Barney Stinson.
I do have the awesome paladin ability, Lay on Hands, and lay them on I do.
On who?
Whoever needs it.
Thomas.
Thomas.
Tiny, tiny.
And I can also cast out evil from my presence at my whim. You might notice this awesome thing that I carry. This is my silver trident. I stole it directly. Yes, I stole it directly from Atlantis.
Holy crap.
I also have my 9, which I don't use often because it's so loud. And this is a knife.
I see you play knifey spoony before.
Alright.
Oh yeah. We're gonna go around the second time. Yeah.
I am Eluchador. Although many in this modern world have run the honor of your ways, I have not. I am more than an athlete, more than a sports star, more than a mere wrestler. I am the hero of people in legendary tradition of El Santo! And, when necessary, a fighter of monsters. I am Eluchador.
Yes.
That's why that's my favorite one, I think.
My name? Selena de la Mancha.
So he's a woman.
Although nobody knows I am a woman because of my 5'5" ninja-like body, I am dressed in luchador regalia that masks my feminine beauty.
And she wears a potato in her pants.
And boob repressors.
My mask has been passed down from Mexican champions of the past.
Oh,
You have
completely made Sean's day.
Yep.
My finishing move is El Huracan. If I jump off these shoulders, do a backflip, and twist my legs around their head, while I give a neck breaker, breaking off their heads.
But just
they get a little bit of heaven before their head falls off.
No,
it was mortal.
Soul Edge.
Yeah, the Hurricane Rana.
Soul Edge, the Athenian chick.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow. The only thing I carry is a hand knife in a place where not many find
it. Right next to the potato.
That's
not a potato.
It's a knife.
And I have brass knuckles for any men who grab the wrong spots. I drive around a training van with a WWE ring inside, big speakers, and a custom paint job.
He's bumping his
intro
with some chains on his man. I have to hide my femininity.
Pops out, speakers come out, his intro music, her intro music.
Fog. He's got a fog machine.
I have worked many years to get this masculine voice.
Oh my god.
My head already hurts. I am Mujer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, Cazador.
A fog machine.
Which means a hunter in Spanish.
Great. Good luck following that.
So your public name is what?
My public name, and only one knows this, but it's Selena de la Mancha.
No, like your public name. Like when you go out, they don't introduce you as Selena de la Mancha.
El Cazador.
El Cazador.
Yeah, C-A-Z. No, it's the hunter.
Oh, I thought it was the catheter. Which is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's awesome.
All right, next!
Oh, God, really?
There is no follow-up.
Can I swap?
No.
Oh, sure?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to swap?
Just get it over. Okay.
Just bite that bone.
All right, Exile, start reading your descriptor.
All right. The Exile, what is this place? Am I in hell? One moment, fighting the devil's spawn sword to claw, and the next I'm surrounded by all this light and noise and... Why are you pointing it at me? What is this? What manner of clothes are those? Zounds! There's the creature!
After it!
Zounds.
Yes.
Swankies!
Apparently, they're a big Jinkies. Fan of Scooby-Doo. So. Yeah.
You totally escaped from the Ren Fair.
My, I was having a turkey leg and mead.
So my name is Garadrim.
Garadrim.
I am a man, lithe of body. I wear old-fashioned clothing, normal of my time, and I carry with me a mystic amulet, which I assume is halfway why I ended up here. Not entirely sure where I come from. We didn't measure time. We had sundials. That's it. Yeah, so. Really, I'm fairly nondescript. I don't know where to go next with this.
here's a quick question. How long have you been here?
Just got here recently.
Was this
just showed up?
So, would this be a character that like died and was in hell and got?
No, actually, no, I'm transported
it says
to the
transported
future.
From
he's wondering if this is
like a completely different.
No. So these guys are just meeting up for something, and poof,
yeah,
you are.
Yep.
So. Oh, that makes it easy to not write you in for the.
Yep.
Yeah. It's hard to put you in here.
We can just drop him into the first event. First
yeah, I've only got two of mine filled out because they didn't actually have anything to do with knowing anybody.
There you go.
Perfect. So.
Yep.
That's.
I am trained in ancient magics, and I am skilled with traditional remedies, allowing me to heal without modern medicine.
Holy crap!
Well, his name is lots
Jesus.
Of heals.
Yeah.
it seemed effective at the time.
We are the untouchables.
Your boom boom makes some wine.
I'm a doctor. I'm here to help.
I don't have much on me except for my monster hiding kit and a few spar things. I have my sword, my silver knife for cutting down very specific types of monsters and demons because you have to have that. And when necessary, I have a bow for long distance.
Nice.
I have no vehicle because obviously that got left behind.
Your chariot?
Yeah, my chariot no longer.
He's running around
or
you're rolling around and I've got an SMG and a shotgun.
He may have been traveling with this guy.
Maybe. Oh, God.
Crossover.
Nice.
All next. Right.
Mad scientist.
Alrighty, I am the mad scientist. Why, yes, I do consider myself to be an expert on the subject of monsters, having created a few of my own. Oh no, don't worry, I gave up on such things a long time ago, and I've dedicated my life to eradicating monsters now. Yes. Eradicating. Most certainly.
Eradicating, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what I do now.
My name is Dr. Nemo.
Dr. Nemo.
Indeed.
I like it.
I am a man. I have a nice tweed jacket. And I have a robotic arm.
Whoa.
Holy crap.
Well, that's out of left field.
No, my area of study, personally.
They hand me a tweed jacket.
Although right. I know of all things... What?
Left or right arm?
He's ambidextrous.
Huh? Left arm. Oh, okay, just checking. Just making sure.
He wouldn't want to do it with his right arm.
Major surgery.
He's also got something else robotic.
Now, although I know of all things that go beyond the mundane, my personal area of expertise is philosophical engineering.
All right.
I have a laboratory. Little personal minions have a tendency to keep up with that stuff. And my house is also very smart. She's very, very protective of me.
Your house?
Yes. My lab.
Oh, okay.
I also have an examination room where I can pull apart certain creatures and beings for my own scientific purposes.
So we've got the autopsy. Yeah. Or pleasure, depending on...
Yes. Now, for a weapon, I have this amazing electroblaster.
That's right. You made all your tinker toys. Though.
And just in case someone decides to get a little too close, I have a bone saw. You never know when you...
Bone saw's ready. The bone saw. I got you for 3 minutes.
That's all
such
we got.
Such a horrible.
What was your name?
I am Dr. Nemo.
The wronged.
All right.
Finding Dr. Nemo. Mm-hmm.
I am the wronged. They took my loved ones. Back then, I wasn't strong enough to fight, but I studied, trained, and now I'm ready to kill the things that took my loved ones. I'll cleanse the world of their taint. That's all I have left.
I knew we couldn't get past that without everybody.
I had to go there.
I didn't want to be the first one.
I was trying.
I'll step in there for you.
Oh, gosh.
My name is Malaketh.
Is your name or?
I was just trying to figure out what
do you spell that?
M-A-L-A-K-E-T-H.
What was the name of that?
Malaketh.
Malaketh.
I have very angry eyes, as I have left a very isolated life.
Where do I know that name from? Malaketh.
Malaketh is the name of a god in Skyrim.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. The orc god.
Yep. I've honestly never played Skyrim.
Wow.
That's just so like he had never read the book Dune, Atreides.
Okay, I take that back. I've played like 10 minutes of it.
Not like spelled Atreides completely?
Not spelled the same, but...
Oh, okay.
Alright, so I have very angry eyes. Other than that, I am very nondescript. As I have only lived with my family and or myself after they were killed, I had never really known people. Except when I met Svetlana.
The flank.
Oh, okay.
She was respect...
What?
Iron...
Hold on, we need to go to...
Yeah,
wait.
You can keep it. Okay, no, you can leave it there, it's fine. We're coming to that.
You're good.
Oh, we're down.
Yeah. Ah.
Someone hid them.
They communicated with their eyes, obviously, and they got kidnapped as my ward.
Awesome. You got perfect. Anything else there?
Yes, I hunt monsters with my specialized weapons. Wooden stake for vampires, silver dagger for werewolves, etc. Yeah. On the side, I have a hunting rifle and a big, big knife.
A bone saw.
One knife. That's what she said. Yeah.
Who died? Your whole family?
My parents and my siblings.
Your parents and your sons?
My siblings.
Oh.
My parents and my siblings. I was left alone as a young child. I was left alone as a child.
It was a little traumatizing.
Okay. How old were you?
7.
Whoa. Oh, that's brutal.
He's been killing monsters for a while.
He's damaged goods. All right. Watch out,
either
he's
that or pulling the
goob
and just building it up forever.
Alright.
That's all I got.
I'm the flake. I think that's kind of a misnomer. Just saying. But I just want y'all to know, everything is connected. It's just that you guys are too stupid to see the patterns. Most people, you don't even look hard enough to try and find them. But me, I can't help it. They come to me naturally. I see the patterns. I see how everything's connected. And I can never stop seeing the truth. I spot the patterns.
He's Neo.
That's how I found the
shaggy.
Monsters. I don't have a dog, though, which is unfortunate.
But
and that's how I helped kill them. I'm a man with somewhat crazy, wild eyes.
What's your name?
Oh, Wash.
Wash?
Wash?
Mostly it's because every time I walk up to somebody, they say, "Come on, Wash!"
Oh, God.
And so I figured that must be my name, because, like I said, it's all connected.
I'll go.
I have a couple of guns. Well, okay, yeah, I got a couple of guns. I got a Magnum and a little holdout pistol that I hide up my sleeve just in case. Ooh. I drop the Magnum.
Sounds like a...
And a Garrote. But, nice. However, I try not to use that because I'm about as tough as milk and cookies. I try and think my way through situations rather than through violence.
Huh. What was the name of that character? Not the character's name, but what type of character is that?
The Flake.
The conspiracy theorist.
Okay.
Like, I kind of holds a laptop.
Yeah, if
he's got a lot of friends on the internet.
Yeah, the paranoia.
Lots of who's paranoid? I am not. No, you were talking about me, weren't you?
I'll see you on the message boards.
I'm pretty sure I've heard about you.
We'll duke it out there.
I know I've heard about her on the internet. And there's
Well, we work together.
Rumors. I'm going to go look at it.
I'm very worthy.
All right. So now we got that all the way. Let's start with the histories.
I know a couple of people wrote some things down.
Yeah.
Selena. Romantic obsession on my part. I have asked you, do you know and do you reciprocate?
Tomas, you are, Tomas, romantically involved. Oh. Or you just have a crush on the mask, which they prefer.
I'd say it sounds like we both know.
Wow. How did you guys do that?
See, when your band's rocking, it could be a wrestling match. It could be
a wrestling match. Yeah. We're going to go train.
That's it. The only difference is air quotes.
That's the only ambiguity. So, there's that. Yeah. All right. All right. Somebody else.
Go ahead. We'll go around. You do another one.
Alrighty.
Take care of one. That's
Malaketh, you are either my student, my apprentice, my ward, or child. Decide between us which.
Probably not child.
I figured ward, but.
No.
No, you don't.
No. What were the first couple of?
Student or apprentice.
Apprentice.
Perfect. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, you found this. You must have found him killing
all right.
stuff.
Dom has worked with Wash before. Yeah, it was unofficial, but successful.
You're the professionals. We went through hell together. Maybe a monster, military service, maybe time in an institution. I think it was probably we were hunting together.
Probably, I would assume.
And, you know, my internet thing, I know about the guys that hire you.
It's even better because, I chose the clandestine group as the agency that I work for.
It's
so.
All kinds of sneaky.
Yeah.
See, and I trust you completely. I don't trust the people you work for.
That's why it was unofficial.
Nemo isn't the fish.
You just say?
No, Nemo isn't.
All right, Xander, what's yours? But
Thomas was there when I was summoned.
Is the irony of the name Finding Nemo.
Sorry, what?
You were there when I was summoned. Who were the summoners?
I was there when you were summoned. Who were the summoners? Okay, I think it was this cult that I had been hunting down. And they were going to summon you to set you loose upon the world and cause all sorts of destruction. I think they were trying to destroy a church for some sacrificial purpose or something. But I managed to kill them. But they had completed the summoning ritual, and so you were summoned, but they never got a chance to tell you what you were supposed to do. And so that's how you ended up killing monsters, is because you started hanging out with me.
Okay.
So.
Good to know.
Thomas, so, were you alive at one point?
Huh?
You were alive at one point.
I've been alive for a very, very long time.
Priest. Priest what? Priest.
Priest Harden.
Harden. There's an R in there.
Yes.
All right. Throw one out there.
Dr. Nemo, you have a crucial role in what is to come. I'm here to guide and defend you.
Well, now. That's not ominous or anything.
So, just out of the books, then. You were once my arch nemesis. But now we're friends.
Yes, we are.
That's a nice twist.
That is days of our life.
Yeah.
Bullshit, right?
I love it. Staring in the.
I must not have known that I was the arch nemesis. I was just out doing my.
You're
holy...
like Kakashi to. What's his face with the eyebrows?
El Cazador!
Can we say one for now and we keep going around?
Yeah, we'll just keep going around until they're kind of filled.
But I'll start with the top then. I'll say Svetlana. Mi padre. Se va de mi madre. Mi madre. Se va de mi padre.
She did what to your mom?
Mi va a la Czech Republic, huh?
In the Czech Republic?
So, okay, so anyway,
his
in English.
In the Czech Republic?
My mom left. That's why my dad trained me as a wrestler. But he went to the Czech Republic, to the old Czech Republic, because he followed this sweet thing that came to the ring to check out my dad when he was wrestling and went with your mom and followed her back to the Czech Republic and had her, so you are my half sister.
Ooh. Nice!
And your mom's a slut.
Awesome!
So, well, my dad is more of a bastard, but.
So it's like shaking your hand and
slap. You are my distant relative, according to mine here.
So, it's distant only in miles.
Well, I mean, we from the Republic's pretty far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like halfway around the world.
All right, Grodrin. Grodrin?
Grodrin.
Grodrin.
Okay, well, the first one I got is Dom. You belong to an organization that existed back in my time, and we need to figure out how that relationship progressed, that my name is still in your organization, that you know who I am.
Whoa. The thing is, with the nature of my organization, I probably wouldn't know the details.
Fair enough.
But you could probably find a way to find out.
Right.
Hey, I know some guys on the internet.
It all comes around to the internet.
Wow.
Nice. Dr. Nemo.
That's an old organization.
You already threw one out. Throw out another one.
Alrighty. Well then.
Illuminati.
All up in this mob.
Kind of thinking.
Xander.
Yes.
You are an old patient of mine.
Okay.
Yes. I probably brought...
I may have aided in the summoning... Or not.
You were a consultant, but you just weren't there that night.
Right.
So when I needed to take him someplace to do something with this guy, I don't know what to do, I thought of you.
I clearly told them to send back test results or some sort of data, but they never got back to me on that.
That's weird.
Huh. But I know this guy that does stuff. He works with stuff like you. Let's go talk to him. Yeah.
All right, Malekith. All right. Dr. Nemo, I saved your life back when you were pathetic.
That was last Tuesday, right?
Well then, Malekith, you hunted me when I was evil.
I have to ask you what I saved you from. What did I save you from?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea?
One of my experiments went a little wrong.
Nice.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Maybe it was him.
It could have been.
He saved my life, but I'm still not too keen on this guy because, well, he always got in my way.
Excellent. Wash.
Selena, you're a close relative. I'm not sure how close.
There's a lot of that going around.
The Russian, the Mexican, and the nerd are all like...
So, do your half-sibling and your close relative know that you're a woman?
That you're actually...
I know she's...
Well...
He has the internet.
She doesn't even know for sure, maybe, that I'm her half-sister. If she thinks I'm distant... So I don't know if she knows a whole lot about me, but I do her because I only grew up with a dad because my mom went with...
I thought you grew up with her mom.
I grew up with
her
dad.
Your dad went with her mom.
Because... My mom went with her dad. That's what it should have been. Because I grew up with my dad, and that's why I became a wrestler, because he was a wrestler.
Right.
Okay.
So my mom went up. My mom was the slut.
Well enough, it's turning into a family affair.
Yeah.
Thomas, okay.
So what, how are we related?
Okay, are we related?
It's all relative.
We are related because...
You're married.
You
actually...
On the internet, yeah.
I know this website that they you know, just
Photoshop, a little this,
yeah. Just as
you are my
into the wrestlers.
I don't know who to put there.
You are my uncle, of my dad's sister, who could not stand to be in Mexico any longer, and she came wherever we were. She left the country and found you as her solace.
Okay, so I'm
and you are my
you're
uncle.
The married in uncle.
So I'm married to a hot Mexican wrestler sister.
Yeah. Yes. And I would say she looks a lot like Selma Hayek.
I don't think I'm married anymore though.
Okay. No, not
one. Yeah, well
She was connected to somebody else.
They take showers in Mexico.
So you're an uncle.
They literally take showers in Mexico, and you just couldn't keep up.
Yeah,
you're an uncle.
Fell off the wagon.
You watch me in the ring, and you give me pointers through whatever means we have.
All right, Thomas, throw another one out there. If we do one more each, do you think that would be sufficient?
Yeah,
probably to.
It's already pretty.
Yeah, we're
in trying to. Yeah, we can throw out the other ones later, right? I mean, we can let the other ones just play out.
Yeah, we'll each pick one more, and then we'll actually get to doing stuff.
All right, Dominic, you saved me from another hunter who was preparing to kill me. What happened?
Oh, what was that? I was looking at the list.
He was busy being a disgruntled cop.
Dominic, you saved me from another hunter who was preparing to kill me. What happened?
Oh, actually, I want to see if this ties... Okay, well, you were on... This is actually mine. You were on the watch list for the agency.
Of course I am.
And they had me keeping an eye on you, and I didn't know the full story behind this hunter, and he was making an attempt at your life, and I gunned him down.
Nice!
Jeez! You gunned down a guy in your own agency.
Well, I'm the disgruntled cop. I don't really care.
Not have been from the agency. The guy might have just been a whack job,
punk.
Freelance that just decided he didn't like me. But
I didn't know him, and he had a gun pointed, and so he found the end of my shotgun.
Oh, excellent. So we have a history cleaning up bodies together.
Yep.
All right, Svetlana, throw another one out there.
Okay.
Hmm.
What does Eldritch mean?
Magic.
Yeah,
yes.
Like ancient magic.
Oh.
So is that going
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, Wash. You're Wash, right?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Is there a little burnt?
You can see it out loud.
This is what I had to down.
Yeah, a couple of them at the back got burned, sorry.
They're good.
Have another one.
Alrighty,
because
Thomas, you came to me for advice, and my advice got you out of trouble. What was this trouble?
Because I'm your own trainer.
Ooh. Yeah.
So you're my trainer. That's how we're related.
I think you're the one that helped me figure out how I can exist
trainer.
Without hurting people. You're the one that figured out the whole beauty salon trick.
And more so of the brain.
Feeding tiny amounts off of women during scalp massages and such is just enough to satiate the hunger.
Relax.
So I think that's how you saved me.
Boom, yes.
You're welcome. Okay.
Dom?
I'm going to go. Well, actually, I already got that connection with Thomas now, so. All right. Dr. Nemo, we are related.
Everybody
very closely.
Right. A damn family.
Well, here's what I have for you. We are related. Why did you never turn me in?
That is an excellent question.
It's crazy.
I wasn't being paid to. It's not my problem.
You were not on his list.
Blood thicker than body parts, homie.
Like, alienated brothers or something, I think. Probably just went severely different routes.
One's working for the man, one's making men.
Nice.
Making yes. men. Hallelujah. Same thought.
All right, Xander.
Dr. Nemo, I'm suspicious of your motives.
Well, Nemo's just getting pummeled.
Well, I used to be evil.
No. Ask them what they did that gave you that doubt about them. So you, what gives me that doubt about you?
Probably laughing maniacally.
Probably the laughing maniacally and maybe also the person who might have funded your something.
Okay.
I've never trusted a guy with a mechanical arm either.
Or crazy hair.
You don't like the cut of your jib.
Smell like cat.
usually, if right. they trust me, don't trust me.
Soup.
Priest Harden.
Yes. Xander is an abomination and should be destroyed.
Oh, she's.
Except I can't. Why not?
Luke, I'm your father.
I am Priest Harden.
Because you see my human side, and you have some pity.
Sheer pity keeps him from slaughtering you.
Yes.
I like it.
Indifference.
All right. El Cazador.
I should ask you why you see my human side.
Okay. El Doctor. I was around. You know me.
Active kindness that I witnessed.
As well as my wrestling persona. You okay. know who I am.
And so having seen that, I cannot bring myself to destroy the abomination.
Helping me when I was hurt
from a monster.
Yeah,
and you found out that I was really a female.
Ooh,
started hitting on me.
Water, yeah.
And I turned you down.
Yeah, I'll take one too.
So you bring Xander into this earth as my nemesis in the ring. Yet.
Well, he's a wrestler now.
We brought it all back.
So he brings him in as a nemesis. The only person who's ever beat me, but they did not take my luchador mask. They vanished before, and I was still champion because he left. But it bugs me that he was the only one that's ever beat me.
Grodrum.
Me? That ever beat
she
him?
Is, right. He brought you in to fight me.
You be angry because the monsters that attacked and killed your family were the same ones that killed mine. So we need to figure out what it was that killed us. Our family.
It was him.
You have to start a
new. No, because I'm way older than him.
True enough.
All right.
I know is it was a werewolf.
I can go with that. I carry a silver knife religiously.
Hmm. Dr. Nemo?
Wash.
Yo.
You have known me since your childhood. I could never hurt you. Don't really know why. Something about a cute kid with crazy eyes and has a tendency to get me information whenever I need it. Off
That's
the internet.
Cute. I would say we're fellow
friends. I'd be okay with that.
All right, Malaketh.
Hold on.
There is no holding on!
What's your name?
Okay, Svetlana, since you were my teacher, I respect you. I respect your hard-earned knowledge and come often to you for advice.
Alright, Wash.
Xander. Xander?
Yes? Shouldn't you?
I've been doing a lot of research online lately.
Appreciate the
community
of motion.
It all keeps point to you. Yeah. It's all tied in through you.
The conviction.
Get my eye on you.
Execute your
voice. Watching me.
Over here.
Also.
Well, time to.
All right, so everybody's got somebody else plenty of those to work with by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we got to do the highlighted ratings, and that should be pretty quick. Basically, what we do.
Our way to your right.
And this is how you gain XP, by the way.
Yep, this is how your character's going to gain experience.
Right, so not by failing. In this game, 6 minus does not get you XP.
So everybody is going to pick one other character that they feel closer to than the
Dark
rest.
Temptations,
and you are going to choose with
a
skill to highlight
now, them. Now, that would be the person we have the most historical.
Doesn't necessarily have to be. Okay. Just someone that your character feels the closest to. Another character your character feels closest to. So it would probably be someone you got maybe 1, 2, or 15 bonds with.
The other question is, are we going to try and make it so one person doesn't have like everything highlighted?
You only get two.
Okay.
The one person picks one for you, and then I pick one for everybody.
So I would say, who knows me best?
Okay.
He gives me one. She says, who knows me best? And So you might get to pick more than one, but you don't get to have more than one.
Right.
Thomas, go ahead.
I'm going to say that Svetlana... not Svetlana. Selena.
I know you.
Selena, you know me best. I'm really weird. Plus, the other thing is, if there's a certain way you want to see them behave, this can be a way for you to sort of push them in that direction.
Just as a point, I do go to you for advice on mortal stuff, which is weird because you're
because I'm
not really mortal.
Bizarro.
But
so then that's Svetlana, you pick one of his.
No, Selena. It's Selena.
Oh, I thought you said okay.
I said Svetlana first, but I meant Selena.
All right.
Okay.
So I use weird when I seduce as well as do magic. So that's I do a lot of that. Otherwise, I'm not very tough. I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty sharp.
And there's no rhyme or reason. You can pick whichever one you
want. You can pick whichever
you
one
see
you want
do.
Them to do. Okay.
And this is how they'll gain XP. Yep.
So, so your charm.
My charm is actually low because when I manipulate people, I use weird. So if you want to see me manipulate people, pick weird.
Okay.
And you can't have any more than +3 in any of the skills.
But because you know me.
This is out of character, the choice, but...
How do the highlights work, though?
Hmm? So I pick one... What are your...
I'm really good at weird.
Every time...
I'm a little bit good at cool and sharp. I'm not so great at tough, and I'm really horrible at charm.
Someone will pick one for you.
Okay. Well...
Someone whose character is close enough to your character. Okay. And then I'll pick one for you.
So this is why... This is why I would like you, or this is...
No. This has nothing to do with your character. You're picking because your character knows me really well... But now it's just in this seat of the TV show. What do you want to see Thomas do? You want to see
weird.
You want to see Thomas be weird and manipulative?
Yeah.
Okay.
Manipulative.
Manipulative.
Okay, and then I'll give you
kind of
sharp.
Like the flaming bruise.
Sharp. Yep. Awesome. I would love to be sharp.
All right, Svetlana, you go ahead. Pick something.
I'm assuming Malaketh. What would you like? I'm very sharp. I can read a bad situation well.
Then I will give you sharp.
Perfect.
That'll give you cool.
Thank you.
Dom.
It's my -1.
I'm thinking that I'm particularly close with Wash because he's about the only person that can stand my like just really gritty attitude and doesn't seem offended by it.
You two antisocialites get along well.
Right. Okay, thanks for killing me because I was going to pick you. I don't know if I can do that now. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can go. You can go right. over that.
It's not. Okay, so
which one do you pick for him?
Well, what are your strengths?
My strengths are cool and pretty flat across the board. Other than that, I'm weak with charm.
Okay. Are you maxed out on cool?
There's no way to be maxed out yet.
I've got a +3.
The highlight doesn't actually.
There are some characters. The highlight doesn't XP. Give. It, yeah, it's it just when XP. They use that yeah. one. Yeah.
But that's your highest, right?
Yeah.
Is cool?
Yep.
I like cool. All
right.
You want to see the agent be cool?
Because I know he pisses cool everybody off.
The other one is cool. Weird. All right. All right. Xander.
I am closest with Thomas.
Here you go.
Thomas. Oh, God.
You're the one that took me out of the ashes of that that church.
All right, Xander, I think I want to see you be tough. Because, dude, look at what you're carrying. Jeez. Yep. Somebody's got to save my ass.
Cool.
I mean, you can see it right through the chaps.
That's not cool. My ass, that's it. Not his ass.
And
that's only during parades.
I was just talking
about the other one's going to be Charm.
Charm?
Yep. All right.
Because I have
Priest
no
Harden.
Charm at all. That's great.
See the nice rock monster.
I'll say Thomas because he's a person I go to for advice, and he fills me with feelings of sexual infatuation.
that's
and I'm confused.
That's, right. that's a struggle for you, isn't it, Divine?
I am confused by these mortal emotions.
So, what's your shtick? What are you good at?
Best at tough. Got a 0 at weird, charming, cooler, +1, sharp is.
I think I want to see you be weird.
And your other one will be cool.
El Cazador, Selena.
Well, I'm going to pick Dom because many, many years ago we trained together, but you chose a different path, and I'm very confused by that, and it's always been a deep part of me
you
wondering why you...
To pan the camera between the cameras.
We got a little love triangle here.
No wonder I like him.
Everybody wants to
bang like everyone.
It's all connected.
It's all
connected. I'm close with you, but I'm... But we're just kind of a new thing. This has been something burning in my...
Loins.
All right.
I'm trying really hard not to kill you.
So, what are you...
Oh, so I'm... charm is 1, cool is 1, sharp -2, tough 2, and I am 0 weird.
You're 0 weird?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to call it weird. What's that?
You're weird.
I'm weird?
Yeah.
You're weird.
You wear a potato in your pants. You're weird.
No, it's a knife, remember?
Okay. So I plus 1 weird then?
No. You just mark highlight.
That's the one that you get XP for.
Anytime you roll that, you get 1 XP. So now you're going to be looking for excuses to do things you're bad at.
If it's a potato, yeah.
Oh.
To earn XP.
It's 0 on weird?
It's like a prison shiv.
Okay. I guess I didn't realize.
If you're in prison,
no, she's the best. It's my sharpest. Do you want to highlight bad things or good things?
It doesn't matter.
You want
it's
to highlight
the thing
whatever
that
you want
use.
To see them do.
Okay. All right.
So, like, I wanted to see the divine guy struggle with his magical side a little bit.
Okay.
Like, for you, I would totally pick tough because I want to see you wrestle people.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's how it's been. I do want to see.
I was going to make him go with tough anyway. But if you want to go make him go with tough, I'll give him sharp.
Right. Okay. I figured
go
one of you two would because come on, we got to see
really
the
sharp
wrestle.
Yeah, because he sucks at it. It'll be great to watch her stumble over that.
Durr.
The eyes of my mask are too small. I cannot see you. I cannot see you.
All right, Gordon.
That's what happens when it's been handed down for generations.
All right. Considering when I was running from the strange people when I was transported here, this man here opened the door and threw me into the building of his lab.
I might have experimented on you.
That's great. Thank you.
Hot.
Somehow he managed to translate whatever ancient language you guys call it. We call it...
Mesopotamian?
Sure. Aztec, Mayan, they're all the same.
I speak Latin.
Sure, we'll go with Latin. So, anyways, he is one of the only ones that knows my whole backstory up to what happened. So he knows me best.
So what are you going to give him for a highlight?
Okay.
What's your...
I am good at sharp and weird.
Oh, we're picking Gordon.
No, you're
picking
for him.
You gotta pick his.
Oh, okay.
I'm good at sharp and weird and cool.
Mm. I'll do cool for you.
And I'll give you charm because I want to see how you act in this new world.
Yeah, huh? You're funny.
All right, Nemo.
Alrighty. Let's see. We are going to go with Priest Harden. You are my arch nemesis. Now you're my best friend. I mean, come on.
Yes.
Like two peas in a pod.
What's your shtick?
My shtick? I'm either sharp or weird. Ooh, I'm definitely not tough, by the way. I'm kind of a wimp.
I'd actually really like to see your brains and intelligence try and solve some stuff.
So sharp it is, then.
Yeah.
And, I'll give you cool.
Ooh.
I'm okay with that.
Let's just see where that goes.
Malaketh.
The king of the GM hosing over people.
I'm definitely not charming.
Ooh, I've been...
Besides the people that died in front of me when I was six, the only person I really know the best would be Svetlana, because she was my teacher. So I'm going to choose Svetlana.
Alrighty.
Nice. Got the mentor-mentee relationship going on.
I have a plus two tough, and besides that, I'm cool and sharp. Each plus one.
Mm.
My charm is zero, and my weird sucks.
You can be nice to him, because I'm sure that Sean is going to...
Hose.
Sean will cover the other thing that you don't cover.
Sharp?
Yeah.
Tough is my best.
Oh, but yeah, sorry. Tough. That's
all right.
Just trying to give you a recommendation.
Yeah, weird it up.
Oh.
Yeah. Wash.
All right. Dr. Nemo and I have been friends for a while.
Mm-hmm. Known you since your childhood.
And, we go way back.
Yeah.
And so I think he knows me pretty good. Sharp is my best. Tough is my absolute worst.
Stop saying your worst out loud. He's going to give it to you.
No, that's okay, because I'm as tough as milk and cookies, but I got guns. I have no issue with trying to be, and a garrote, which could be fun. As long as I don't cut my own fingers off.
Yeah, says Shaggy.
I've already got lashes. This is going to be great.
Because I shoot my gun, so now I can't sneak up on him to use the garrote. What the hell?
So which one are you going to give him?
Well, you're pretty good on the internet, so we're going to give you sharp.
Okay.
Right. And you're going to take charm, too, because you're going to get over that smell.
Thing in the world.
This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. All works discussed are the property of their respective owners. Our intro and outro music is by Idol Exhibit.